Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now we remember Helen Gurley Brown, the influential editor of Cosmopolitan magazine and author of Sex and the Single Girl. She died yesterday at the age of 90, while still an editor of international editions of Cosmo. Throughout her decades in publishing, Brown urged modern women to be ambitious, independent, and sexual. In fact, she liked to say that sex was one of the best three things out there, and she didn't even know what the other two are. So we've got a few minutes now for your phone calls on the controversial editor. What did Helen Gurley Brown and her vision of the Cosmo Girl mean to you? If you were influenced by Helen Gurley Brown, call us up right now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. She's credited with helping to spur the sexual revolution, but her brand of feminism was also criticized by other women heavyweights of her day. Did you find her message about sex liberating or over the top or feminist or anti-feminist? Share your favorite stories about Brown here or on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to do it in print. Or 212-433-9692 on her or Cosmo, since she was so closely tied to the magazine she edited from 1967 to 1997. What about the influence of Cosmopolitan magazine on your life? And joining me as your calls are coming in is Bonnie Fuller, who took the helm of Cosmopolitan in 1997, succeeding Helen Gurley Brown. Bonnie Fuller has also edited Us Weekly and Glamour, and she's now editor-in-chief of HollywoodLife.com. Bonnie, welcome back to WNYC. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Brian.
In a way, Brown's influence on the modern woman can be traced through the magazine that you both edited. So what was Cosmo like before she took the helm in 67?
Well, Cosmo really wasn't a well-known magazine before she took the helm. In fact, it was a failing magazine. I think it had been really a general interest magazine. It started many, many years ago, probably in the 19th century, actually. So it was like an old magazine that had become kind of dusty. And Hearst needed a new concept for it. And so Helen, the author of Sex and the Single Girl, wanted to do a magazine and came in and pitched the idea of taking Cosmo and turning it into the new Bible for young women.
Sex and the Single Girl was published in 1962, so that was 5 years before she took over Cosmo, and 1 year before The Feminine Mystique. Sex and the Single Girl really launched her career. Did that put her in the same league as Betty Friedan and people like that, or was she really trying to do something very different?
I think it absolutely showed that she was a feminist and that she believed in empowering women. I think the way that she expressed it was a little different from Betty Friedan and some of the other feminists. However, the effect was the same. She was all about giving women tremendous opportunities in their lives. She wanted them to have equal opportunities for careers, equal opportunities for self-fulfillment, equal opportunities to enjoy a sexual life and to have a great and equal relationship with a man. And she didn't feel that because you were a woman that you shouldn't be able to have these things.
Helen Gurley Brown also wrote a book called Having It All.
That's right.
Which we're still debating the meaning of through Anne Marie Slaughter and a million other people today. What do you think her version of having it all was?
Helen was very clear about what her version of having it all was. She believed that every woman should have a career, and because she believed it was very important to have financial independence. Helen learned this at an early age. Her father died when she was 10, and she had to support her mother and then her sister who got polio. So Helen needed to get out there and work, and she learned that when you had something that was a career as opposed to just a job, of course you could make more money, and you had more control over your life because you were in a more senior position. So she believed that women should have financial independence, and that means they needed a career. Plus, she had gained so much satisfaction from achievement the feeling good about yourself that you get when you reach goals. And she felt that women should have that sense of achievement.
She was childless by choice, right?
Yes, she was.
So having it all in the contemporary sense is not exactly the same thing that she was after. Before you go, and we'll turn to some phone calls in our, unfortunately, too little remaining time, but Brown was also known for her quips, perhaps most famously, good girls go to heaven, bad girls go everywhere. But some of her advice to women is also being quoted perhaps a little less lovingly upon her death today. For example, she offered this counsel in Sex and the Single Girl: driving in heavy traffic offers possibilities. Leave the window rolled down on your side and always look interestedly into the next car. Maybe not. You want to comment?
I think it was 1962, so there's some things that are a little different today. On the other hand, what she was trying to say was that if you want to meet a man, you don't have to sit and wait. You can also approach somebody. And, I mean, she actually gave this advice in an interview I did with her about 2.5 years ago. And we were talking about the problem that so many young women still have today. It's so hard to meet the right guy, meet a nice guy. And so she said, listen, if you meet somebody, you don't have to sit and wait by the phone. You can call him or you can text him and invite him out to meet you for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She gave that as the suggestion.
Right. We have to leave it there with Bonnie Fuller, who succeeded Helen Gurley Brown as editor of Cosmopolitan in 1997. She now is editor-in-chief of HollywoodLife.com. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. It was great.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And listeners, now to your remembrances or how Helen Gurley Brown influenced you. We have so little time that I'm going to ask everybody to keep it to 30 seconds. Barbara in Manhattan, hi.
I'm a sex educator. Helen Gurley Brown made it possible for me to do my job. She got people to talk about sex. 5 points to a better sex life was a way in for many women who would not have had any way in. Now she's doing it internationally, has done it internationally. So she even published Cosmo Middle East. The woman is a living, well, now passed away, treasure and the founder of second wave feminism, in my opinion.
Thank you. Francesca in Norwalk, are you? Connecticut?
Norfolk, Connecticut.
Oh.
Thank you, Brian.
Hi.
As always. The main thing Helen did for me, and I'm nearly 70 now, is make it clear that I didn't have to have the life my mother had. I could take the pill. I could have a career. I didn't have to be a secretary or an airline stewardess. And I'm forever indebted. I didn't have the life my mother had.
Thank
God bless her.
Thank you very much. Marjorie in West Orange, you're on the air. Hi, Marjorie.
I feel that she just gave me the tools and the power with answering the questions that I couldn't ask my mother, and she guided me right through my 20s.
Thank you so much. Zoni in Ridgewood. You're on WNYC. Hi, Zoni.
Hi. I just wanted to say that having it all when I graduated high school in 82 was one of an inspiring and eye-opening experience for me. And then her later years, she had a book that was called Hello, Pussycat, with handwritten notes that were just absolutely adorable on the art of writing a handwritten note to some very notable people around the world.
Thank you very much. Kate in Sleepy Hollow, you're on the air. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Brian. So glad you're honoring Helen Gurley Brown today. I was in the 80s a brand-new salesperson at Hearst Magazines, and I would take the crosstown bus. Hearst was at 57th and 8th over to Madison Avenue and 3rd Avenue to the agencies, and so often I would get on the bus, I'd look over, and there's Helen Gurley Brown taking the crosstown bus.
Really?
And she could have taken cabs or she could have had a driver, but she always took the bus, and I was always so impressed with that.
Did you ever strike up a conversation?
No. I was so in awe of her. I was so in awe of her, and it was so male-dominated still at that time in the 80s at Hearst. And she was just, you know, I'd look up and see her and just, you know, take my breath away. She was just such a unique person.
Kate, thank you very much. And we conclude with about 50 seconds of Helen Gurley Brown in her own words from a 1996 interview on CNN.
I am a devout feminist. I was criticized during the beginning of the feminist movement for suggesting that women try to please men. Men are supposed to be the enemy. How could you possibly be nice to them? Well, sex is wonderful, and if you're heterosexual, you sort of want to have it with a man. So if you want a man in your life, you have to be nice to him, but presumably they're being nice back to you. It's a reciprocal arrangement. Men love to pamper women. Women love to pamper men. So to get to the point here, you can be sexual. You can love sex. You can be a sex object. Heaven help you if you aren't. That's when you're in trouble. And you can still be a feminist, because feminism has to do with wanting the best for both sexes.
Helen Gurley Brown, the Cosmopolitan editor who died yesterday at the age of 90, speaking to CNN in 1996. And that's it for today's show. Tomorrow we will launch an election year series called That's My Issue, about things that have happened in your own life that have influenced your political views. And don't forget, we're collecting your 140-character suggestions for what Chris Christie should say in his keynote address at the Republican convention. Use the hashtag keynote and tweet them out. Talk to you tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.